We've had several folks ask for a sample of what they might hear on the Family Man's Christmas Treasury. So here it is, read by master storyteller Jim Hodges.
Cootie McKay's Nativity, Book 1 of the Family Man's Christmas Treasury, written by Todd Wilson. 1956 was the year of the best Christmas our town ever had. It was also the year we almost didn't have Christmas, but Cootie saved the day. Yes, sir, if it weren't for the talent and vision of Cootie McKay, the folks in our little town would have been mighty disappointed. You see, the problem started a few weeks after the Christmas of 55. We were having lunch one Saturday when my dad got a call from Chet Davis, the town sheriff. My dad wasn't the mayor or anything. He had just lived in the town for so long that people always called him when something big happened. And this was real big. "Come on, son," my dad said to me. "We've got a problem down at the hall." I wasn't about to miss this one. It could be anything. A boiler explosion, a hostage situation, or a cattle stampede. We only lived about 3 blocks from the town hall, but we drove our car anyway. In fact, we were hardly out of the driveway when I noticed the flashing red lights and the crowd that had gathered to see the catastrophe. The crowd parted for my dad's car, and we were shocked by what we saw. "Shoo," was all my dad could say. I couldn't believe my eyes. Right on the town hall lawn was Mrs. Nichols' 41 Buick. She had smacked into the town nativity just like a bowling ball into the 10-pin. Scattered across the lawn and wedged under her car were bits and pieces of the town's nativity scene. It had been a town heirloom for forever. Until now.
Well, I hope that gave you a little taste of what you can expect. You can get the entire story as well as the others on audio CD when you purchase the Family Man's Christmas Treasury. You can also get them individually on CD and audio MP3 downloads. Hey, and if that weren't good enough, you can also get them in book format so that you can read them out loud to your children. Well, thanks for listening, and have a Merry Christmas.